We have this expansion, one of the midst of the king of battle to Klal Yisrael. The Kasha Klal Yisrael goes ahead and asks for a king. And Kosh Baruch Hu responds and is masking the request. And he says, I'm going to give you a mitzvah of a king. And thenceforth on, it becomes a mitzvah, at least when they come into Eretz Yisrael. So in Darshan Melech HaMelech, as they ask for it, they got this mitzvah of the Melech. Now the Melech comes with specific instructions, which are meant to safeguard his role. He should become an independent monarch, free of the Torah's dictates, and do what he wants to do. As much as he has a role as a melech in controlling and maintaining order in the country, and providing a model for the country to function, nonetheless, obviously he has to be within the parameters of what the Torah wants him to do. And therefore, there are a number of halachas meant to keep him in check. First of all, he has to save a Torah, a kavod, kol mechayev. He has to consistently be looking into the Torah to see how he should proceed. Every question has to go back to the Torah. And other halachas as well. There are three restrictions we have in a melech that the melech has to be careful about. He shouldn't over, these are things that are meant to create an environment where he shouldn't be led astray by any external factors. And one of them is Le'ab Le'Noshim. So we know that Shlomo HaMelech went ahead, and he actually went ahead, and he had quite a large amount of wives. He married quite a few, which seemed to be a violation of the Torah's dictates Le'ab Le'Noshim. Pasuk Melachim says, HaMelech Shlomo Ab Noshim Nachris Rabbi Yisvi Le'Noshim. At the end it says, Pasuk ends off, that they led towards later on in Shlomo's life, they, to some degree, led him a bit astray. They took him off the derech where he should have been standing in his tzidkus had he not had been married to so many wives. Now, the Gemara points out that Shlomo Melech, didn't ignore what the Torah was saying. Shlomo Melech had a cheshbon, and the Shlomo Melech was the chacham mikol adam. He was wiser than anybody out there. He was smarter than anybody out there. Nobody has come close to rivaling or even thinking of surpassing Shlomo Melech's wisdom. And Shlomo Melech knew what the Torah said. He knew very well. So he said, I'll go ahead. He looked at himself, and he said, I know what I'm doing. I can go ahead. I know what the Torah says. The Torah has a specific dictate. Do not marry too many wives because they will lead you astray. I know who I am. I know where I'm standing. I know why I'm marrying these wives. So I'm going to speak out, a part of a whole different topic, but so I'm going to speak out that Shlomo Melech had a very specific interest in going ahead and marrying so many wives. He felt, in order to bring the world to the way it's supposed to be, if he megayer noshim, mikol haratzos, from different countries, and marry them, they would have a kesher to Klal Yisrael, and that would be a pesach to bring them towards the Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a whole mahal he had a whole approach why he was doing this. It wasn't a question of taiva at large. Obviously, it's a kachli to say such a thing. He was actually very invested in bringing about Kvod Shemayim. Nonetheless, he had a cheshbon, and at the end, his cheshbon obviously was wrong, as the pasuk says. He was led off the point of where he would have been had he not done so. So the question is, what's pshat in this? He was the chacham, and he knew the cheshbonis, and he knew the Torah was telling us. So where did he go wrong? What couldn't he figure? Where did he make a mistake to have such a cheshbon and such a mistake? So Rabban Cutler points out. He says that we know that the rule is Sakal Arayis Sabar Olma. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world from a blueprint of the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu built the world to be a place that we can function according to the Torah. Now everything is built according to the rules that are set forth in the Torah. That's how he created the world. Torah came first. Kadosh Baruch Hu took Torah and he put it into action in a concrete form, which we call the world. He says when the Torah tells you a rule, the Torah is giving you a window into the way, the physics of the world, the true physics of the world. There are forces at work that are totally they're incontrovertible, unchangeable. There's nothing that can be done to alter those rules. There's some rules in physics we have you can play around with. Some are more, they go to the very core of what the world is all about. So he says, even though besides chachma, use logic, you can figure something out to the best you can. But sometimes the rules that totally supersede any logic. So you can have logic and you figure out an entire situation, and besides logic, besides chachma, Shlomo was 100% right. But something else stood in his way. It's the pasuk. And the pasuk says, this is the very fabric of the world. This is how the way the universe works. There's such a metzias in the world that if you marry so many neshim, they will lead you astray. So as far as chachma could go, Shlomo Melech reached the greatest degree possible, and he was right inside of chachma. So it's a different factor, and that's beyond Chachma. However far Chachma takes you, cannot change those rules that are built into the fabric of the Bria. If it says it in the Torah, once it says it in the Torah, anything the Torah says is an ironclad rule that can ever be changed, and no Chachma will ever override that. A similar concept we find in Rishmol, when it had famously a case of Gemara and Shabbos, the Chazal made a takana that you can't read Friday night by a candle with an oil candle. The problem is that if you're reading, you might absentmindedly, accidentally tip the candle in order to draw more oil to the wick, and by doing so, you'll be chayiv for lighting a fire on Shabbos. Now, Shmuel famously said, I'll go ahead, I will do such a thing. And I know myself, I'm very careful, I won't have such a problem, I'm very fastidious in my behavior, I'm conscious of what I'm doing, and I will not come to such a mistake. And the question of the exact gears in the Gemara, it seems he went ahead and he did in fact accidentally go ahead and tip it. And he said, you see, we're right, go ahead and tip it. Now, what did he think? Was he aware of himself? He was not aware of what he did? If he saw made a mistake, so then what's the big deal? Why is the Gemara speaking this out? It seems he was very aware of his own personal status, his own personal being, and he's very aware of how in control he was, and still he made a mistake. Perhaps same idea would stand here as well. That to say he felt inside logic, he was right. He knew he was in control. But once halacha is true, halacha remains a factual truth that can't be changed, and that will override, that will trump any svara. Interestingly, Rabbi Baruch asks, he said, what happened? He saw Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech made such a mistake. And he saw the lesson that Torah will override that logic. So why did he make the same judgment? says perhaps, he suggests that perhaps, he looked at Shlomo Melech and he said, Shlomo Melech saw that a pasuk in the Torah was something built into the nature of the world, and that can't be overridden. But what about Chazal? When Chazal come along and say something, you find a gzera in the Gemara. It's not a pasuk in the Torah. It's a whole different level. It's a rabbanan. It's a gzera. Who says it has the same status? Who says it's also a window into the nature of the world? So Yishmael said, on this level I'll take it. This level, Shlomo Melech made a mistake down as far as the Gidrei Torah. Gidrei Chazal says who? So he goes ahead, he makes a calculation, and he sees that he was wrong on that too. Even on that, the same thing exists. When Chazal and the Gemara, you find that the specific takana, gzera, there too as well, it's a window into the very fabric of the world, and that can't be overridden. And that's why Yishmael says, now I see how great the Dibri Chacham are. I see the power. It's not just a gzera ba'alma. It's not something they said ba'alma. It's a window into how the world works, and that is itself, again, will stand as a fact forever. So looking at a Gemara, sometimes a person sees a Gemara, he sees a Chazal, and he says, look, it doesn't apply. I don't know where, you know, it's not necessarily my case. I think I'm smarter than that. You should realize from here at least that much, that the Saiba Dibri Torah, and as well by the Gidrei, the Takanas, the Gzeres Chazal, how much of the truth it is that cannot be overridden by any type of seichel.